Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, and we're also simulcasting on YouTube at ESETI Stargate, the official channel, so don't forget to check that one out as well. There's so much going on now. I wanted to talk about our upcoming conference. We have an amazing lineup. We've got Corey Good and Michal Ledwith, who was an advisor to the Pope, myself, quite a few others. John Vivanco, remote viewer. There's a whole host of beautiful women that are cutting edge, top of their field also. So anyway, check it out at ESETI.org. All the information is there. I don't have the list with me, but next show I will have that. But anyway, we've got a great guest tonight, and we seem to be on the same page and working, you know, to kind of take out these dark forces as well. But Jenny Constantine is our guest, and she's a YouTube presenter and professional tarot reader, psychic intuitive. She's passionately involved in researching and reporting on a large-scale exposure of internal corruption in all levels of government, mental health, medical industries, Hollywood, and mainstream media. Some of her points of research are reporting are human child trafficking, my labs, hermetics, and the occult, MK Ultra, ancestral nature magic. She was born in March of 1989. To American diplomats during wartime conflict in Panama, and has spent more than half her childhood raised overseas, and was fortunate enough to have gone to prestigious schools in Italy, Hungary. Her perspective gained from the tumultuous childhood has led her on a mission to shine a light on all dark and uncomfortable things that nobody bothered to acknowledge. She feels a duty and responsibility to mankind to produce efforts on the surface and share with the world what she's learned here from as early as she can remember. Her life has been riddled with psychic phenomena, visitations, dysfunctional, toxic family relationships, and ever-burning desire to reveal the deceptions. She has since learned to control and employ the use of the gifts to help others, and currently offers in-depth psychic readings and uses her YouTube channel as a platform with which to speak on behalf of all children who fall victims to corruption. Her YouTube channel is Jenny Constantine, and her website is jennymoonstone.com. So without any further ado, I want to bring Jenny on the show. Jenny, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I've watched some of your interviews and some of your YouTubes, and I have a when I see that, I go, thank God, you know, others are picking up the torch, you know, because because I hate to say it, but we've been doing this since 1982, and talking about these things, and everybody goes, "Oh, you're crazy, you're nuts. This is you're a psycho," you know, and things like that. And I said, "No, there's a whole host of unseen negative influences that are at play here, and there's so much inhumanity on the planet because there's so much non-human interference." And I know you've covered a lot of that, but where's your research taking you? So far, I mean, I know it's a pretty dark rabbit hole, but you've been working on lately.
Oh, well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. I felt so special to get reached out to you, because I was like, what? You know, people know, like, who I am? Like, it's just, it's still kind of surreal, you know? But as far as, you know, what I was born into, you know, being born into an intelligence family and kind of being on the other side of things. And I just knew that something was wrong. And I, you know, the stars that I'm born under, I don't know if you guys are into astrology, Vedic astrology, mm-hmm. but I've always, you know, it's in my chart to have this very combative sense of purpose, you know, and I've always mm-hmm. had this hunger to pretty much destroy those that destroy us, hurt those that hurt us. And so that manifested itself in pretty negative ways throughout my childhood, because, you know, being born into a, you know, an intelligence family, you know, growing up overseas, and all of my, you know, my peers were very well off. You know, they were Hollywood children. They were, you know, Saudi Arabian like heirs and all kinds of stuff like that. I just stuck out like a sore thumb because I looked around and I just wanted to, you know, scream at the top of my lungs, like, you guys, this is, you know, this, you can smell it. You can almost just, you smell the lie. I've always been able, I knew it was there. So I just had this really, really hard time coping with it in healthy ways. And my parents really not, you know, not knowing any better. And they really just handed me over to mental health. And all of my mental health care was sanctioned by government options, government healthcare options. So I've pretty much been monitored and my life a case study at the hands of what I call the white coats, who I call the white coats. So coming out on the other side of it, really just all it did, it kind of gave me that taste. It gave me a taste of war. It gave me the taste of, you know, if I don't do something, being lucky enough to have survived everything, made it out to the other side, I'm going to spend the rest of my life doing whatever I can to shed light on what's really going on. So, I mean, that's brought me down all kinds of rabbit holes. I mean, I'm just sick to death of people's apathy and their ignorance. And so I use my platform to kind of rally the troops, kind of get people, you know, a little bit fired up and try, I do my best to explain, in terms that I think people are going to understand, you know, the nature of this world. And the truth is that, I wouldn't be able, I don't think that I would feel as confident or supported to do this work if people like yourself hadn't come before my generation and really cleared the path. Cause, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, you know, those of you that have been doing this for a long time, I call you guys veterans because you were, you know, you were on it before it was, you know, way before the internet. So, you know, we do research. We can research things in an hour that you guys kind of had to hit the books for. So it's like a big thank you from my generation to yours, as far as, you know, the Earth Warriors go, because you cleared the way. And the fact of the matter is more and more people are coming on board. I refer to it as the surface or the surface population, because there are so many levels to this, as you well know. And I just feel, you know, it's easy for us to recognize our units or our, you know, our fellow soldiers, so to speak, because we are very much boots on the ground, cleanup crew, what have you.
Yeah, I recognize that. You, as soon as I saw your picture, I go, yeah, she's one of us. You know, I could tell. But are you an Aries or something, or what sign are you?
I am an Aries rising.
okay. Okay. I just picked it up. Because you have that fiery, you know, that fiery warrior spirit, you know. So
thank you. Yeah, yeah. No, my moon is in my nakshatra. My moon is in the nakshatra Ardra. So I have that, you know, that anger, and I've always been mad, because I came here knowing that there was really something to be upset about, and there was really, you know, a desperate need for people to get loud and get wild and get crazy and to hunt the hunted, honestly. And when I say hunt, I don't mean, you know, let's go out and kill all the bad guys. But this pacifist movement that seems to putrefy and sort of just saturate every level of the programming these days, it's going to ultimately just defeat us. It's going to be the reason why we don't win this time around, because people have this idea that somebody else is going to fix it. And to, you know, that love and light is going to heal it. Pray for them, meditate it away. That's a lie. That's a lie that somebody told us, to keep us, docile cows in the field. So I'd like to, you know, I like to consider myself a kind of, you know, rally the troops kind of girl. I enjoy it. It just works. But I'm really glad that you could recognize that in me.
Yeah, the I tell you what's interesting. I see that all the time, the sense of apathy. And what blows me away is the, you know, obviously the fluoride is working and everything else is working too, because the social programming is so thick and so rich that these people just shut off. And when you talk about conspiracy or UFOs or anything else, you just see this glazed look on their face, and they turn off until you go to another subject they can relate to. And I go, wow, this is unbelievable, you know, watching this. And what blows me away is when I watch and you know, have a radio show, I have to keep up on the news and what's going on. And when I see the you know, lamestream news or the fake news, whatever you want to call it, and I see these guys like passionately lying and deceiving people and playing the race card and the gender card and all this crap they're doing, I go, why can't people see this? Why can't people feel this, you know, feel the energies that are being broadcasted to them? Like what happened that made people so numb that they can't even recognize that, that these people are narcissistic liars and they have no integrity level, no spiritual moral compass whatsoever. And most of them are, I hate to say it, most of them are pedophiles, or they're involved in some kind of satanic witchcraft cult, or it goes deeper than that. But they're all paid, you know, they're all paid off, and they're paid very handsomely to deceive the public. And I'm just wondering, why can't people see that?
Well, I wish I knew, you know, the whole answer to that. I do have my own theories as to why that may be. I tend to believe that the malevolent control structure currently, or well, I shouldn't even say they're currently in control, because they're definitely losing foot. This I know for a fact.
Yeah.
And you know that. But I think part of it was that only a certain there was a certain quotient that was allowed in terms of how many people on the surface population were going to be allowed or, you know, required in order to kind of make, you know, create the shift or create that that frequency. I don't really like the word frequency, but to create that environment to move mm-hmm. us forward where we need to be next. And so we're very much smack dab in the middle of a war. Okay. People are totally oblivious to it, but there is warfare and there is weaponry right now at play in the form of technology that people are literally fighting. Souls are literally fighting each other in order to incarnate here now so that they can be of assistance. So I truly believe in my heart and soul that we, you know, people like yourself, people like me, a lot of our friends, you know, our tribes have all come together. We've all found each other because this is surface warfare. And so mm-hmm. some of us have these inborn innate senses of purpose, and we've also been imbued with the abilities to be tactical. And part of that, you know, tactical sensibility has everything to do with being able to detect deceivers, learn their behavior, counter their moves. And what my biggest passion is divination, which has allowed me the ability to predict what they're going to do next, based on all kinds of things like karmic elements and astrological alignments and things like that. But, you know, some of us have it, and some people don't. But I do believe that everybody has a choice, and everybody also has the potential. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, where the soul is at on their very personal, very individual journey with Source. And I mean, it's a great question, but there is no easy answer. We're navigating this as best as we can.
I think it's a multi-level thing going on. Some people have just been raised, you know, within the social engineering, and you know, everything external for them. You know, it's like love, acceptance, approval, joy. Everything is all external, and you gain it through material acquisition and things like that. And they haven't broken out of that program. And that's part of the draconian grid or the archon grid that's holding people down. It's holding people, and it's hard for people to connect with their soul. And then I think a lot of these people have sold their souls, and they mm-hmm. can't even access their souls. And the other unseen negative influencers are running, you know, them, you know, they're the puppets, and the global elite doing their thing, and the politicians and the banksters. And then above that, you've got reptilians, you've got serpent beings, you know, negative grays, and all these other things that are just, you know, at play here. And I think if you're not using your brain, or you're not awake and you're only using 10% of your brain, I'm sure they can get into the other 80, you know, real easy, and manipulate you. But all this is fourth dimensional stuff, though, and I think all this is being in the process of cleaned up right now. And, you know, with the higher dimensional beings and the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders and things like that, there's a big cleanup going. And a lot of us came from those areas. We came from those advanced civilizations and incarnated here for that purpose, to tear down this grid, you know, to create, you know, a different grid and anchor mm-hmm. a higher consciousness and energy into the planet. But, you know, it's to me, I feel like I've been crucified, beaten, whipped, everything, you know, the past 3 or 4 years, because it's gotten to be a major war. It's a very, you know, very intense, you know, what's happening. But I really see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it's just a month out where a lot of these people are just are going to be collapsing. And, you know, they're all their technology and all of the connections they have and their dark connections that have been keeping these people alive, basically, and functioning, are being taken away. And have you noticed the rapid aging on all these people lately?
I have. Isn't that just, I mean, stress can do, you know, terrible things to the human body, but they, yeah, it's, yep.
Yeah. I think their adrenochrome supplies have been cut off. And, you know, because the more you cut it, you go ahead.
So
are you there? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I just didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Well, you know, that's the general consensus, is that these people are suffering withdrawals from adrenochrome, various other, you know, substances that I think we're only gonna start to really learn now, that adrenochrome is just one of these substances that they and the malevolent beings that work behind them actually siphon off from human systems. So, you know, there's all different kinds of energy. Blood is just one kind of energy. But I'm actually recently delving into this just fascinating subject matter. I don't even know what it's called, but in various MK Ultra experiments that they've run, as you know, they use electroshock, you know, all the prods and all kinds mm-hmm. of torture in order to split the personality, all in the name of control and science, right? Okay, they definitely have an agenda. But I have realized that there is this fascinating correlation between the human body and weather. Okay, and I know that sounds very strange, but the weather, natural weather, has a means of communicating and interfacing with the rocks and the mountains and the lakes, to where a very powerful thunderstorm can bring forth elements out of the ground, minerals out of the ground. An earthquake of a certain scale will actually create veins of gold in nearby areas where there is gold. And so I wonder if these people that are responsible for these experiments, they continue to experiment on human beings, as you know. But I wonder if what they are able to do is recreate the bodily equivalent of a thunderstorm or a lightning storm within the body, to then express these quote unquote gold veins that naturally occur in our bodies, which we do have. We all have traces of gold, and they're all centered around the heart. And I find this to be supremely interesting, you know, because they're mining us not just for adrenochrome or our organs. There are other things that they have interest of in the human body, the human system. So it's been a fascinating rabbit hole for me to go. But
yeah.
I do plan on compiling things and working a few kinks out and presenting that report in the near future.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you on the show when you have that together, because I know that they have, and I worked on some of these projects with Marcel Vogel, and they took him out basically. But he had a device that could send things through the ethers, and he could send any kind of medicine or herb or whatever you needed. And he had devices that could read the body, all the energy fields on the body, you know, all the chakras and everything. He had some amazing technology there. And they actually took him out and took all of his technology, and then they found out they could weaponize it. Mm-hmm. And so they can send, like, cobra venom, or they can send belladonna or some other nasty poison through the ethers. You know, all they need is your picture, basically. Mm-hmm. And crazy stuff like that. I mean, they've had that for a long time, and they have the frequencies of, you know, a heart attack or cancer, all that stuff. They can actually send those frequencies to you, and your body, you know, will react to that. But, you know, I don't want to put people in despair, because you can actually, knowing that, you know, that these are just frequencies, you can change your frequency, and you can do practices that will build your frequencies up or your energy up, help, you know, clear these things. And we have other higher beings that can clear those energies out, you know, if we do our practices and do our, you know, take responsibility for our own energy fields around us. But, you know, I've seen some of these things firsthand, and I know how they work, and, you know, it's not, and I'm really thinking that they're doing it through cell phones, satellites, everything now. They're, you know, they can pretty much target anybody anywhere if they want to.
Absolutely. Now, with the introduction of 5G, this really is just a way for them to, you know, finalize some reinforcements that they're going to need. And I agree with you. I don't think people need to despair, because we're really just lying to ourselves if we tell ourselves that we're alone in this fight. We're not. We're far from it. And, you know, part of the reason, probably the biggest reason why all of this is so shrouded in secrecy is because they don't want us to learn that the human heart is the most powerful, insurmountable. You are unable to bridle or harness or suppress the power of a weaponized human heart that is acting and functioning from a place of love, from source, rooted in the earth, rooted in the oceans. It, you know what I mean? And I'm really big on natural forces, working with the planet Earth, working with all of the elements, that sort of thing. But they want people to remain totally ignorant to this, because that's really the only way that their weapons are going to long-term, because they definitely are killing people with these weapons, but long-term, our ignorance is their ticket to long-term victory. But there are anecdotes to their technology. They do use the cell phones. They use black magic. They're running rituals like day in and day out, because they are mm-hmm. absolutely fighting for their lives. They're fighting for survival. And a scared animal, a panicked animal, is the most dangerous. So we are very much kind of at the climax of this showdown right now. The way that I'm able to conceptualize what it looks like, because I have a very my mind, it's all images. Okay, it looks a lot like a painting, and I just try to zoom in on the painting and extract details from that painting, and that gives me a picture of what I believe is going on, what I interpret to be going on. But it appears to me that the entire human collective, as it exists on this planet right now, is going on a kind of clock, okay? And so there is an opening that we are right on the precipice of. We may be in the middle of it, for all I know. All I know is that there is a period of time in this construct where there is some kind of an opening, and all of the bridges between our world and the worlds that surround us for a time are going to be visible to everybody. So yeah. with the introduction of technology like 5G, what the controlling factions are able to do is manipulate the perception of human beings enough to where they can tell us what we're seeing, when the truth of the matter is what 5G is going to be showing us is not the reality. It's a simulation. It's not real. Uh-huh. It's false. It's the false matrix. But soon, the clock that we are running on, this is a clock of renewal. The apocalypse is prophesied for a millennia. It's the undoing. It's the revealing. Okay. So, and you know this. I'm not telling you anything new. Yeah. I'm just ranting here. But
no, you're doing great.
These bridges, the connections that we have to, you know, for me, the big one is inner earth. I feel such a deep sense of family and home when I think about what people have called inner earth, or, you know, those that have come before us, all of these civilizations where if we were to meet these people, they look just like you and me. I'm not into grays. I'm not into aliens. I'm not into, you know, I don't just talk to anybody, if you know what I mean. I don't just make contact with anyone. I'm pretty picky about it. Right. Yeah. I'm very, very picky. But these connections are going to be we're, the clock that we're running on. The time is now for people to collectively see. And the earth is going to do it for us. She's just going to blow it wide open. And that's why they're scrambling so desperately right now to kind of get ahead of the narrative and to kind of marionette like a puppeteer with the nervous system. 5G works on the nervous system. 5G works on all of our systems. And so I am concerned from a purely strategic standpoint. I am concerned about the effects of 5G on people that are ignorant and not paying attention and not prepared. Do I fear it? Is it the end of the world? No. But do we need to do something about it and be diligent and proactive? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm getting one of those sleeves. I mean, I have some stuff on my phone already, but I'm going to get one of those sleeves where nothing gets through it. And a few other things, you know, but it's kind of nice being on the boondocks here because we don't have access to 5G and there's nobody else around us because we're out in the middle of nowhere. And one thing I think you might love here is we actually have a doorway to the inner earth here. We film the door opening and ships coming in and out.
Wow, that's so exciting. That's my idea of paradise. It really is. If I could go anywhere, I would go to the mountains and the lakes. That's my thing. I'm in Florida, but I'm in Florida because I have work to do draining the swamp down here. This is my post, and I can't abandon my post right now. But when I'm able to, I would love to get out a little bit more remote. You know, that's my thing.
Yeah. You have to come and check this place out. You'll fall in love with it. It's 70 acres and it's just, you know, paradise, but it's rough in the winter though. I mean, we're digging out of snow right now. It's a lot of snow, but summertime, you know, it'll get up to 100, a little over 100 at times.
Gorgeous.
But, it's dry. It's dry and it's nice. But yeah, up on the mountain there, there are doorways to the inner earth. There's certain places you can go to and go in. They've kind of, it's on a quarantine right now. They're not allowing, you know, anybody in. I even tried to go in and they told me no. I've gone in there out of body and checked it out and got to see what was in there. And we did a whole remote viewing seminar here, and a lot of it was based on the mountain and what's inside the mountain. And it was funny because everybody got the same data, you know, down to.
Mind sharing what that real was?
What's that?
Do you mind sharing what that data was? I'm very curious.
Well, there's levels to it. There's the top, the upper level is like a galactic high, like an airport or whatever. And there's a lot of ships going in and out of there. And we see that on a regular basis here. But and then the next level, there's a device that's pretty deep that comes all the way up and it operates on crystals. And it just pumps energy out. I mean, you can film it if you have the right technology, and we have just massive pink and green and violet energy coming off of that mountain. And it's just pumping energy off the mountain. And then when you go deeper into it, you've got the inner earth guys, you know, happening. And there's some beings down there that are really interesting. There's a lot of beings that look like us in there and some that don't. And, you know, I saw a really small little guy standing next to 8-foot-tall giants and wearing robes. And I looked at him and I go, what a cute little guy. And he hit me with a headache, you know, and I realized he was in charge. You know, he was like a Yoda, you know. And I said, sorry about, you know, I had to kind of apologize. Sorry about that, you know. So, but there's so much going on there. And the Native Americans know all about it. and they said there's a Crystal City in there, and they used to take their wounded up there and people that were really sick and ill, and they would take them inside, and they'd have broken bones and things, and they'd come right back out, and they'd be mended, you know, and fixed. But they said they had to shut it down because we were getting too dangerous. You know, our technology was advancing to a certain rate, and they had to just kind of shut the door, and they couldn't interface anymore. But that, they said very, very soon the doors are going to open, and there's going to be an interface again, you know. So it's all about, you know, we have to clean out this deep state mess that we're under and this draconian grid. And when all this stuff collapses and they come out and interface with us.
Well, I was actually going to ask you if you felt that, you know, these things were going to be revealed, and if the fact that they still remain, you know, because that was interesting to me. You said that they closed the door, and I wonder, you know, why would that be? That's, you know, because I know that you mean well. Your group is only looking to, you know, all good intentions there. And we do know that there are massive security perimeters set up around these locations on the planet to where if they don't want you there, you're not getting anywhere near it. You know, they'll make you sick. They'll make you dizzy. You'll flee the area because you can't, you're not allowed. Yeah. Right.
I took a guy up there and he slept for 7 days afterwards. The frequencies are so intense for him. We kept calling him to find out if he was okay. And we finally went in there and woke him up, and he goes, "I'm fine." He's, "I need to go back to bed." And he slept for a lot afterwards. So yeah, the energies are very, I think most people would have a hard time with the energies. And also too, if you haven't done your homework, you know, and cleared out your wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, past experience, all that gets amplified in that presence. And so, but what they told me was, they said if I did go in, I'd never come out, and I have work to do here. I have more work to do here. So that's basically what they told me, and I understand it. I probably would.
Oh my gosh, I understand that too. I would never leave. I would never ever leave. I was doing a little bit of research on Operation High Jump. I'm sure you've heard of it, Admiral Byrd. Yeah. You know, yeah, and that whole ordeal. You know, there's a document out there. It's allegedly supposed to be his ledger and his account of what took place. And I don't know if I believe it or not, but I do know that there is an Eden-like place, kind of on the other side of things. We're not talking flat Earth. We're not, nothing like that. Absolutely, yeah. The nature of this world is different from what we've been led to believe, but I'm not a flat earther. Nobody freak out. But I certainly wouldn't want to leave either. It just feels like it's part of where we came from. It's so encoded in our genetic makeup that we feel it. You know, it's sort of like when you're out in the natural world, you see the mountains, you can interact with all of the life around you. There's a feeling of home and belonging there. But I mean, maybe I only speak for myself, but to me, it's like the place of origin is much bigger. It's much bigger. The colors are brighter. The viscosity of the air is more like liquid, and that we're not bound by aging software, and we're not bound by disease. You know, so I think that this sort of remembrance that I've always had was of the way that life either once was or the way that life will be on this planet. And I really do see people kind of learning about and realizing our true origins and the true nature of this world. So again, you know, the controlling faction has done everything that they can to present obstacle after obstacle and detonate all these weapons in order to curtail us from learning about it. So, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm relieved that you also believe that these doors are going to be revealed, that there will be this ultimate sort of collective choice that needs to be made. So yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic, but that's just me. I'm realist And I know that even if it comes to war, even if it does come to blows, which it very well might, I mean, I am an advocate that violence does solve things. I truly believe that in my heart, in my soul, that sometimes you absolutely do need to cut the head off of the snake and bleed it out for the world to see, because there is a kind of justice here that needs to be exacted for the millions of souls, more billions over the course of our planet's existence. Have billions of people, billions of souls have fallen prey to malevolent entities. And so I do feel that in order to move forward, in the same way that people need to purge traumas and identify them and deal with them, collectively that has to take place. So I do believe that if it does come to that place and there is an uprising of some kind, even death is a grand illusion. You know what I mean? People need to stop with this fear of getting hurt or dying, because, you know, there are bigger things than that at play here.
But yeah, I've had a couple near-death experiences, so I know what's on the other side, and nothing to be feared.
Well, that's how I feel too.
Yeah. I see happening, you know, basically is I've been in contact with some of the most powerful leaders. You know, the golden rule is he who owns the gold makes the rule, you know, down here. And and the highest levels that are in control of the gold are actually benevolent, believe it or not. And they've had enough, and they're ready to, you know, they've had interventions with these, you know, Pleiadians and with Kuan Yin and things like that, and had appearances. And they know they have to change. They have to redirect the finances and everything, and make everything, you know, more fair. And that's underway in a huge level beyond what people can think. And that's just one thing. I think eventually, you know, we'll be a planet that doesn't have a monetary system, because most advanced civilizations don't have one. They're unnecessary. But we have to raise in consciousness for that to work. You know, we can't just think we have a sense of entitlement and, you know, and we're just going to cruise and everybody else is going to take care of us and things like that. That never has worked. And, you know, I see this big push for socialism, and I tell people, have you done your history? You know, have you studied socialism in the past? And, you know, what happens is they make all these promises, and then they want to control all the assets and the money and the, you know, all your power and, you know, gets thrown into one pot, but they control the pot, you know, and it's the perfect recipe for tyranny. And that's what happened in the past. That same program has happened over and over again. But the only solution to that is restoring the power back to people, restoring the wealth back to the people, and a true republic. You know, our republic has been usurped by, you know, America Inc. and things like that. But I don't think socialism is the answer. And also, too, I think it needs to be very unfashionable for the ultra-rich, you know, to continue with this gross, uneven dispersal of wealth and, you know, the manufactured lack created by the Federal Reserve and all, and the globalists and all that. That has to come to an end. But it's kind of tricky, because capitalism without consciousness doesn't work. And obviously socialism doesn't work. So there's got to be something in between. And it kind of all goes back to consciousness, basically.
Well, doesn't it always? you know, well, I mean, and that even that could be argued. I just feel like everybody should be able to make that choice. And so, you know, so many, I can't stand socialism. I can't stand it. It should not be the law of the land. I'm totally with you. I think the most workable situation is a republic. It's not even democracy, because democracy is, you know, it's people think, oh, we want a democracy. It's like, no, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. You know, democracy is pretty much the mob mentality or the herd mentality. And that's
exactly
what we don't want, because the mob is insane. The mob in this country is insane. And so that's huge engineering, too. They create voters, they create zombie armies like Antifa and the SJW virtue signalers en masse, sort of, you know, with flags on their backs, social justice and, you know, all the Black Lives Matter and the Soros-funded organizations that are just fronts, they're lies. But I don't even know where I was going with that. Once again, just ranting.
Yeah. No, it's perfect because that's exactly where, you know, it's like you're finishing my sentences for me because people don't realize that is that whole thing, open borders, everything, the way you take down a country is you tax the infrastructure by mass migration and conflicting, you know, even the conflicting religious beliefs and cultural beliefs and everything else, all that stuff creates stress and chaos. But no, that's what Soros' plan is, open borders. You flood the country with immigrants. You overtax the system. Everybody goes back down into abject poverty. And then you come in, you know, it's problem, reaction, solution, you know. So they're creating the problem. Mm-hmm. And the people that can't see this, you know, it's, look how well it worked out for Sweden and Germany and all these other countries. I mean, they're France and everything. They're just, they're done with it. You know, they want to start deporting people because it didn't work out. And I think they should deport, you know, anybody who is trying to force, you know, Sharia law or force their belief system on others and take over a country and not respect its culture. And if, you know, I think, you know, if you don't like it there, then you should go somewhere else, go back to where you came from, basically. And that sounds kind of rude, you know, but,
no,
you know,
not rude. Realistic. We need to stop with people's feelings getting hurt because since yeah. when, you know, come on, my feelings are hurt that this is happening. Is anybody going to stop? No.
Well, you know what? You want to hear something funny? This is the oldest people in North America, the oldest people that they found so far were Caucasian. Like the original Native Americans were white, you know? And so what happened to them? They got taken out. You know, they got taken out. But and this is just science fact. I'm part Native American myself, and so I'm not trying to take one side or the other. But no, in England, guess who the oldest culture is there?
Who would that be?
Is it the Black race? Is the oldest? Yeah, the oldest bones, the oldest culture in England is the Black race. So it's you know, when you look at this stuff historically. It blows your mind. You go, wow, we've been changing continents and countries for a long time. And, you know, India was Indo-German. In the old days, it was Indo-German. It was German. And,
wow.
And so, I mean, everything is, you know, each person says, we own this place. Well, you took it from somebody else, and somebody took it from them, and somebody took it from them. And you find the history of all this stuff, and you go, you know, basically – the bottom line is we all have to realize that we're a soul and we all came from the same source and we're all family. And, you know, we can still respect the cultural diversity and things like that, but we have to align with, you know, universal law or at least choose peace, you know. But what I see is the more you identify with culture or race or whatever, you know, even gender, the more problems you have. And now they're, you know, they're playing the race card, the gender card, all these things, you know, just to create division and separation. And without education, you know, especially the socialism card, you know, the universities teach that socialism is the way to go. And you go, well, shoot, you know, don't you guys have a history class? You know, look at Hitler and all the other tyrants. They're all socialists. You know, the socialist republic.
It's indoctrination on a massive level, and the war for these most recent generations of children and teens is probably the most important, because the next, I believe the next 10 to 20 years are so vital in how things play out, you know, after that. So
yeah.
You know, there really, really is a huge battle for these the youngsters now, and that's why I'm such an advocate to get the word out as soon as possible, because there really is a sense of urgency right now. That's why I cannot stand the new agey philosophy of pacifism and meditated away and love and light will heal everything. Like I do, it's bogus. But again, I do have to take into consideration the fact that, you know, I have a more combative archetype and that's how I can function here. That's how I can be of service. Mm-hmm. It's different for other people. Other people can, you know, pray and meditate and that's how they can affect change on this planet by doing that for themselves. So I do understand. I just get very frustrated and impatient because I feel this kind of clock working. Earlier you mentioned border security. I do believe that border security really needs to be priority. To curtail the human trafficking crisis as well as drug trafficking and other things. However, I'm sure a lot of people, anybody who's paying attention can plainly notice the parallel between the Trump's introduction of the Space Force and also wanting to build the wall. Okay, so we haven't heard too much about the Space Force yet, but I've looked into it, and what I believe is taking place is a kind of preparatory, a sort of mass preparatory introduction of the concept of border security on an interplanetary level. Because make no mistake about it, we are absolutely headed for a period of time where the bridges and the connections and the how we get around are going to be made abundantly clear whether we're ready for it or not. So border security from country to country, yes, very important. Border security from dimension to dimension, how important is interdimensional or interplanetary border security? What they would like to do, not only do they want to overrun our countries with displaced people that have, some of which have horrible intentions, they want extremely lax interplanetary border security as well. So what I believe the Space Force, even as a term, Space Force, even the term has been introduced into the collective as a means to prepare people for what they're going to ultimately learn. And that fact is that the interplanetary slave trade is very real and very alive, and it has only been allowed to perpetuate and cause so much death and destruction around because of the people that have been manning the interplanetary borders. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. It does. I mean, everybody has to take things to the next level. And, you know, even with the free energy and everything, people go, oh, you know, they created water. And we've had that technology for a long time where you just split water and burn it for fuel. And now the military has all that too. I know from firsthand experience, they have that technology and they're implementing it. And so you're going, oh yeah, we just need water. And I said, well, what if you didn't need tires? You know, what if you didn't need fuel at all? What if you had anti-gravity? What if you had counter-gravity where you could go several thousand miles an hour in an instant and have lunch in Australia or Japan or wherever else you wanted to go? That technology is here. It's on the planet already. And we already have a space force. We've been going late 60s. And so I think what Trump is doing is it's like a disclosure. Okay, we're going to have a space force. And then later on, we're going to tell you, here it is. Here's our space force that's already been in existence since the late 60s.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's certainly not the beginning of a space force, but this is the introduction, on that very linguistic level so that people are now, they have that earworm and they're like, huh. And they've already done it. They've already prepared, you know, my generation. I'll be 30 in a couple of weeks. dreading it. But, my generation, we had Starship Troopers and, you know, everyone was raised on Star Trek. So they've done the work to make sure that, you know, when the time comes, they'll be able to, you know, people will hopefully be able to handle it. But, you know, I think that the fulcrum point or the point that requires diligent action on the part of awakened humans is that the vision be clear, that the problem already have been identified, the problem being the malevolent forces wish to utilize this technology, which is neither here nor there. It's neither good nor evil. It's a tool. And like all tools, the guy, you know, with the tool in his hand is the, you know, He's the one that determines what happens with it. So, you know, I think moving forward, people are going to have to be, you know, the wielders of their own tools. Because if we allow them with their 5G, if we allow them with their agenda to tell us what it is, to tell us how to use it and tell us what's going on, that's where the problem is. That's the fulcrum point. That's the turning point. So I like to empower people that their heart is their weapon. I also like to tell people to get strong, to get physically healthy, to learn. I'm really, really into firearms and all manner of tactical life. I love it. I want people to become efficient with weapons. Obviously always, you know, obeying your local laws. but also get strong, you know, intermittent fast. Okay. Learn how to feel your body, to heal your body. You know what I mean? Get right with nature. The closer we are to the mother, the closer we are to the electromagnetic principles of fire and earth and water and air and ether, the closer and more able we will be to wield the forces that are coming in right now. Because most people are just not going to be able to handle it. I predict a mass movement of people checking themselves into hospitals because they're like, that's it. I'm checking out. I refuse to believe that this is real. And so, you know, we're going to see this manifest in the population. People just lose it. So get right with the body.
I agree.
Exercise, throw some weight around. Learn how to fight. Learn how to breathe. Learn how to eat. I'm a huge advocate of getting right with your body and getting right with nature.
Yeah, we're on the same page. We do that here. It's, you know, food should be your medicine. And we grow most of our food here. And we teach Yigong, which is the, you know, mastering the elements. You know, the four elements and a lot of other things. And you know, I think gun control is a firm grasp with two hands and your feet spread apart. And know your firearm, you know, basically. Right. That's gun control to me. But yeah, I'm glad that there are people like you out there that are, you know, awakening people to, you know, the foundation of what they need to get through these changing times. You know, because, you know, like a lot of the New Age teachings, I hate to say it, they came out of the turkey farm. They came out of Stanford University, and they created these as a mind control program to actually create the complacency. And people need to realize, you know, if you say this is all an illusion, it's all about love and joy and bliss. If it's all an illusion, you know, take a run at that tree in front of you and see what happens, you know. So,
right.
So I think, yeah, we got to get grounded. Hey, I just got a message. We hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. I know I'll have you on back on again because I know we just scratched the surface. But amazing talking with you. You know, you're giving people hope. You're giving me hope, actually. And I think it's great, the message that you're getting out there. And keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's really been a pleasure.
What's the best way for people to get in contact with you?
All right. So my YouTube channel is entitled Jenny Constantine, nice and easy. And my website, and this is what my trade is, my profession. I'm extremely passionate about helping people to align themselves with their life's purpose, to identify problems and really mirror certain elements in their lives to help them move forward. Really, there's really no rules. I love what I do, but you guys can find me at jennymoonstone.com, and that's probably the easiest way to contact me is through there.
Great. Well, anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll get you back on again soon, and keep up the great work. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. It's also on the East Eddie Stargate channel. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Watch the skies. Things are happening. Especially this week. It's going to get interesting. Have a great evening.